As I've shared in stories from my early years, I had come to trust in myself and not be concerned about being an independent thinker, a bit unconventional in the least, and some may even consider an outright nonconformist. But this comes at a cost. As I have stated previously, people tend to fear what they don't understand. I came across a verse from Scripture, and I want to recite it because I think it helps to frame my state during these times. I came to you in weakness and fear, and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise or persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. During this time, there was so much that I had become aware of, and I wished to share. But there is a price to be paid in the material realm for doing battle in the mythological realm. Although my acts were symbolic in nature, they still took place in the material realm of consequence. As the initial engagement of casting about came to a close, I was detained and held for evaluation to determine if I was a potential risk to others or a danger to myself. I was found to be neither, but there were some who were unconvinced, and I was asked to submit to further evaluation. As a nonconformist, I would usually resist this imposition of expectation, but I realized I had colored way outside the lines of conventional thought and behaviors, so I submitted to the request. It was the cost I would pay for caring enough to share consequential knowledge of my awakening awareness and the resulting expanding consciousness. Some may have been casting aspersions against me, but I accepted the consequences of my actions, bearing in mind that we fear what we don't understand, and some of this was possibly because it is spiritually discerned. What I learned from times of scrutiny was just show up, be willing to do what may be seemingly difficult or unpleasant, as acts of non-forfeiture. Have the courage to act even in the face of performance anxiety, in that fear and trembling that we may not be worthy of divine commendation. Remembering, many do not actualize the best of what has been gifted to them by divine trust, not because they fail, but because they never give it a go. Fear of failure, rejection, or becoming outcast by others frees them in fear. They forfeit what is best and highest in themselves. Growth can be a recursive cycle of infinite potential. So cultivate an anticipation of the recurring cycles to come. And accept any resistance to your quest for growth and development, because others may sense a loosening of the bonds of connection with them, and this can be considered a loss. And we generally don't like loss. And they may accuse you of falsehoods, portraying a false personage. As we loosen the bonds that impedes us, allowing ourselves room to grow, others may feel threatened, as if they are being cast aside, and once again, this can be perceived as a loss. At times, a very personal loss, if that individual is not willing to grow with you in your relationship with them. We teach best by example. Let love and caring enough to share light your way. Years ago, I ran across a poem, and I adapted it for my purposes. It's a poem by Edwin Markham, and I would like to close with it. They drew a circle that shut me out, heretic, rebel, a thing to flout. But Love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle that took them in. Thank you.